First page of Masnavi. What was the first page of Masnavi?
You have to remember it.
He talked about a king which wants to know the universe, comes out, and in his path we see a lady. Do you remember that? If you don't remember, you have to go back and start from the beginning. Right at the beginning, this genius philosopher told you what the problem is. The problem is you are following this, right? The knowledge he's talking about is what? Beyond the logic, remember it? Here we are beyond the logic. Logic says, oh, I want to stay here forever. Do you remember the girl you killed in the book 5? He said, this, forget about all of this. I'm talking about some other kind of meaning. In that meaning, having what? What is yours? What is mine really? The first thing that you are living with is not yours.
Yeah.
Close your nose, then you will understand. The air is a part of me. I have to get it out and bring it in. Right? When I was animal, I didn't give a damn about what's happening to the other people. But now, I try to be active in the group that are fighting to stop all the polluting stuff of the environment. Because that's in our field of life, regardless of we. So he's explaining something about we here and there, step by step, and the problem with this. Because as long as you believe in your brain, your king is your animal. Your spirit cannot live. Period. There is no joke here. So, today we have a couple of stories. The first one is simple. The second one is a little bit better. But tonight, we'll read another little story, then we go back to the story we're reading. Do you remember the story you were reading? My goodness, if you don't. There was this birdie, which is you. There was this hunter, which was hiding and pretending that he has given up everything and he is a holy fellow and everything is a trick here, and you will fall in it. Why? Exactly because all the subjects we're talking about from book 1 up to here. So let's read it, Peter.
Story of the watchman, who kept silence till the robbers had carried off the entire stock of the merchants, but afterwards made an outcry and did the duty of a watchman.
This is a simple story. There is this guardian, which is no good. So he will slip. The thieves, they will come They take everything, they go away. In the morning they wake up.
That's right.
Hey, where is the stuff? Then listen to the excuses he makes because it's you. Yeah. Go ahead.
A certain watchman fell asleep. The robbers carried off the goods and secreted the articles under any piece of earth. It was day. The caravanners awoke. They saw that stock and money and camels were gone. Then they said to him, "O watchman, tell, what has happened? Where are this stock and these goods?" He replied, "The robbers came unexpectedly and hastily carried off the stock from before me."
Is this correct? He was sleeping. But when do you really confess when you do something wrong? Never. First you try to find some excuse, some explanation. Yes.
The body said to him, "O man as a sandhill, what were you doing then? Who are you, O recreant?" "I was one," said he, "and they were a band, armed and brave and formidable." He said, "If you had no hope in battle, shout, 'Gentlemen, spring up!'" He replied, "At that moment they produced knives and swords, crying, 'Silence, or we will kill you ruthlessly.' At that time I shut my mouth in terror. At this time, screams and calls for help and cries of distress. At that time my breath was stopped from breathing a word. At this time I will scream as much as you please."
Yeah. "I will change the situation. I will do good. I will shout now. All of this for what? Just for covering up that he was sleeping. He's no good. Confessing that you're no good? Mm-mm. Yes.
After the devil who exposes to disgrace has carried off your life, it is foolish. I take refuge. And the Fatiha. Though it is foolish to moan now..."
The translation is, I don't know, because that's a lot we could talk about in this translation stuff. Here he will say, when the non-human being, opposite human being, which is the one that that will bring in all the negative stuff, when this one took your life away, then saying "A'udhu bi Rabbillah" and reading all those Fatiha and that kind of stuff is nonsense. Means what? Means imagine that at the end of your life you have spent everything wrong and bad and negative, then you say something good, one word, and that will change something. Yes.
"Though it is foolish to moan now, assuredly heedlessness is more foolish than that."
It is foolish when at the end of the day you sit down and try to say something and prayer and stuff like that. He said, "I want to tell you something worse than that. Is that you repeat it right now. That stuff you repeat it, you go on and go on, this is even worse." Yes?
"Continue to sob thus, even foolishly, crying, 'Regard the base, O Almighty One.' Whether it be late or early, thou art omnipotent. When did anything escape thee, O God? The king of may not grieve for what hath escaped you. How should the object of desire vanish from his power?
Again, the first one is totally Arabic, the second one is Persian. Means some blah 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 blah. Then the conclusion that after all of this explanation, remember, I'm not talking about the other side. I'm talking about you. Because other side could do whatever he wants, he desires. Yes?
How the bird attributed its being caught in the trap to the artifice and cunning and hypocrisy of the ascetic, and how the ascetic answered the bird.
So you see, somehow he was preparing your emotions to understand the second part of the story. The first part of the story was negotiation between the bird and the fellow, right? Which was the idea, the philosophy of how cheating goes on and how everybody pretends to do something, this one and that one, when he told that, okay, I don't know, this belongs to some fellows who are not here. That one said, okay, because I'm hungry, let me eat it. And you remember that game, right? And you were almost ready to judge, right? So he gave you another example to remember that excuses are nonsenses. Now we go back and the birdie will make up all the good excuses that you son of a gun, you are a cheater, you cheated me, you did this, I trusted you, and all this. Remember, exactly like this guardian who was bringing excuses. Don't forget that. Now listen carefully. Yes?
The bird said, this is a fit punishment for one who listens to the beguiling talk of ascetics.
Which one of you haven't had this idea? Yeah? Listening to these nobodies that they call themselves as spiritual fellows, leaders and stuff is nonsense. This is the first thing that he will say. Yes?
Nay, said the ascetic, it is a fit punishment for the greedy wretch who incontinently devours the property of orphans.
Me being the guilty, you forget that you, son of a gun, you are the fellow who brought the excuses to eat the food of these absent fellows. Yes?
Afterwards, it began to lament in such wise that the trap and the fowler trembled at the grief, crying, my back is broken by the contradictions in my heart. Come, O beloved, rub thy hand on my head. Under thy hand my head hath a relief. Thy hand is a miracle in bestowing favor. Do not take away thy shadow from my head. I am restless, restless, restless.
Yeah. Now what? Now suddenly, oh, you are the best. Please do not leave me. Don't put me ahead. And I want to be close to you because I don't know what to do. Yes?
All sorts of sleep have quitted mine eye in my passion for thee, O thou, who art envied by the cypress and the jasmine. Though I am not deserving, what matter if for a moment thou ask after an unworthy one in an anguish? What right, forsooth, had not being, to which thy grace opened such doors.